Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. That's what they call me around here, and it's completely deserved. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Jessica Moser back on the show. Jessica's become a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the newer members of our Brain Trust. She's Senior VP of Small Business and Specialty Business at MetLife, you know, that company. And she's been joining us now for a while, bringing us the MetLife U.S. Chamber Index of Small Business Sentiment. And she has a new report for us today. Jessica, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back.
I like how you introduced MetLife. You know that. You know that company.
We know that. We know that company. Hey, Jessica, one of the things that I've been complaining about in the last couple of months has been other reports of small business that I've been reading, I've been reporting on my show or reading about. Where the numbers, which were already record highs, ticked down 1/10 of a point, and the news media picks it up and says small businesses are worried, small business CEOs are pulling back or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's not really the news, is it?
No, I tend to agree with you. I mean, if there are signs that the economy is slowing down a bit, I mean, I don't think anyone is really saying it's a recession. And I mean, I'm not an economist, but I think that's probably true. And in fact, like to your point, last year, not 6 years ago, but last year, one in five small business owners added staff. And in our most recent index, we found that almost 30%, 29% of small business owners plan to hire this year. So I think you're right. I think there's a news story that may be a little more smoke than foundation.
Well, exactly. And it's about the headlines. And that's what I try to tell people, Jessica, is don't read the headlines. When you read something about small business, read the story, too, because in the same month when we only had 20,000 jobs nationally, small businesses – and one index I saw, and your index indicated that too. Small businesses were still hiring like crazy. I mean, and so I mean, if it hadn't been for small businesses, we might not have had 20,000 net new jobs.
Exactly right. It's always better to go a little deeper in the data so to understand what's actually happening.
Right.
But it's interesting, to your point of, you know, small businesses are hiring, one thing that we did find, and interested in your opinion on this, is even if those small businesses are planning to hire, the war for talent is real, and they're having a hard time finding the right people for their business.
It's still a crisis, you know, Jessica. It's still a crisis, and...
Yeah. Yeah.
And in fact, Jessica, you mentioned the R word a minute ago. We're not even close to a recession. I mean, unless Wall Street or Washington does something stupid, Main Street is not going to push us into a recession. Not this year. Probably not even next year.
Agree.
But Jessica, here's the thing. There is one big thing that could contribute a major headwind to the economy growing. And that is what you just talked about, and that is the lack of availability of qualified employees. That is, in my opinion, is a bigger challenge to growth than anything we have right now. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think from a certainly in a small business, that is a huge headwind because everybody is feeling it in their gut, and it's showing up in the data that they're just not able to find the right type of person for their job. And so, you know, I think I have some stats that say the quality of prospects small business owners have rated over in our index at the U.S. Chamber, over half, 55% of small business owners said the quality of the recruits they're seeing are fair or poor. And so that is really a challenge. Now, on the plus side, if you can find one or two strong people, it really can elevate that small business, right? It pays to make.
It doesn't. We don't have to have a lot of. We don't have to have a lot of people.
Understand.
To do it. To.
Exactly.
If we can find one or two good people, as you say. That's really important. The thing. Something about you just alluded to that's important, and that is that it's not that they can't find welders. Even if they can find a welder, the welder might not be able to pass a blood test or have a driver's license.
Exactly.
Jessica, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Jessica Moser. She's with MetLife. We're going to talk about the MetLife U.S. Chamber Index after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.